Happy Sabbath, dear ones, and welcome to our main church service, very high Sabbath day. We're having foot washing and communion, and praise God for enabling us to come together once again to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and together as one. Welcome to those joining us on the phone, listening to the recording, or on WLMR radio. I'm glad to have you in fellowship with us as well. Our opening song for today's service is We Gather Together. And what a beautiful hymn this is. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine, from the beginning, the fight we were winning, the Lord were at our side, He forgives not His own. We all do extol Thee, Thou Leader triumphant, and pray that Thou still our defender wilt be. Let Thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free. And if Jesus makes you free, you are free indeed. And that's one reason we gather together, so the Lord can make us free, free from sin, free from self, free from division, free from every other sinful tendency, that we can truly rejoice in His love and grace and strength and with one another. And praise His holy name. It's now time for opening prayer. And who would like to offer that prayer for us this morning? Please go right ahead.
Dear Father in heaven, be with us today as we follow your instructions with foot washing and with the ordinance of humiliation. Make it very important to each one of our hearts, so that we fully understand what you meant when you said, be a servant. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and go to each heart in this fellowship and bring joy and peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, dear sister. Now, in the Youth and Adult Sabbath School, we've been going through the portion in Desire of Ages dealing with this ordinance of foot washing. And so there's really no need for me to go through it again. here in our service, but I just would like to share some things. After Christ had washed the disciples' feet and gone through the experience with Peter, and he began with Judas, by the way, his betrayer, and then went all the way around through each of the disciples. When he had finished doing so, he said that he had given this example to the disciples and that they should follow this example and wash one another's feet. And he said, the servant isn't greater than his master or his Lord. And so if you follow this example, then you will become happy in doing so. That's John 13:17. He said, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. So not happy if ye know these things, happy if ye do these things. So true, lasting, fulfilling happiness is found in service to others. Not in just recognizing the responsibility or the opportunity, but in performing the service. That's where true happiness is found. So then, if true happiness is found in serving others, then it doesn't matter what they may have done to you. It doesn't matter even if they have betrayed you or have done very hurtful things to you. Because true happiness is in serving them. And it's by your service of them, your love being expressed to them, even to your willingness to wash their feet, that it might just be the means of bringing them to repentance, of bringing a change in their heart, of allowing Christ to break through the hard exterior and to dwell in their lives. Happy are ye if ye do these things. So since this foot washing ceremony deals with humiliation, deals with the service of love, deals with trying to solve the problems that have occurred between brothers or sisters, deals with washing away the hurt and the animosity and the division and the strife. That's why this service is performed before the communion service, so that our hearts may be prepared to receive the fullness of Christ into our hearts, into our lives. And since it deals with humility, then no one is to be forbidden, even children, from performing this service. Because the earlier they learn the lesson that true happiness is found in service to others, in humility, the better it will be for their Christian life. So, dear ones, true happiness is found in service to others, and I pray that you will become truly happy. So let's go ahead and a break for foot washing, and let us take 20 minutes, and if others need a little bit longer time, then please let me know and we will extend it. So let's go ahead and break for foot washing. And then return back here about 11:45, a little more than 20 minutes. And so we'll see you then, dear ones.
How long, O Lord, our Savior, wilt thou remain afraid? Our hearts are growing weary.
Dear ones, are there any that need a little extra time to finish up foot washing before we go into our communion service? Please let me know. Well, before we actually partake of the bread and the juice, I have a few things that I'd like to share with you. And for those that would like to follow along with the notes and the quotes I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID1972.htm. So lightministries.com/ID1972.htm. And if you look at quote number one, in Matthew 26, verse 17 and 26 to 30, it states that now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And as they were finishing eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And we're also told in Luke 22, verses 17 to 20. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. So we have the example here of bread being given that represented the body of Christ, and juice, the fruit of the vine, grape juice, being given representing the blood of Christ. So then what does this bread and juice symbolize? If you look at quote number two, the bread symbolizes the body of Christ, and it's not the actual body of Christ, it's just a symbol of this. So then by eating this communion bread that symbolizes the body of Christ, it further represents that Christ, who is the Word and the truth of God, would be in you, working to build up, to nourish and strengthen your spiritual life. In Psalms 34, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And then in Jeremiah 15, verse 16, Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. So then partaking of this symbol of the body of Christ, this bread, is like eating the Word of God, eating Christ and allowing him to become the nourisher, the strengthener, and the upbuilder of your spiritual life. And what about the grape juice? If you look at quote number three, the grape juice symbolizes the shed blood of Christ. And again, it's not that the grape juice is the actual blood of Christ. It's just a symbol of this. So then by drinking this grape juice that symbolizes the blood of Christ, it would further symbolize that you've been washed clean from all your sins, both outwardly and inwardly, by the shed blood of our Savior. And we're told in 1 John 1, verses 5 through 9, This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that's what the bread and the grape juice symbolizes or represents in this communion service. So apart from the symbology of this service, why should we partake of the Lord's Supper? What's the reason? Why are we here? And we're told in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 6, if you look at quote number 4, we're told, For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. So these verses here show us that we're to partake of the Lord's Supper in remembrance of the great sacrifice that Jesus Christ made out of love for you and me and all the followers of God some 2,000 years ago. And this also shows us that we should be happy and even joyous when partaking of this service because of all that the Lord has done and is doing for you and me, and especially because of his promise that he's coming back soon to take us home to be with him and his Father forevermore. Then, when we're in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus will again partake of the fruit of the vine in company with all of his redeemed and ransomed followers, not just with the 12 disciples now, but with all of the redeemed. And that's a cause for rejoicing. So the foot washing service was more of a very solemn and heart-searching time in which everything that separates us one from another, including sin and hurt feelings, were to be put away. But this service of the Lord's Supper, even though it's solemn, is not a heart-searching service. It's a service in which, in partaking of the bread and the juice, in following Christ's example, we focus upon his soon return, and that's a cause for rejoicing. So then, dear ones, if the foot washing service has indeed led you to solve problems with one another, if it has led you to put away self and to voluntarily take up this position of a servant, and you are happy to do so out of love and compassion for one another, then it has accomplished for you exactly what it was designed to do. And you're prepared now to enter into the Lord's Supper. And indeed, you will be happy. And so now, before we and those officiating pass out the bread, let us please bow our heads. Precious Father in heaven, we thank you so very much for allowing us to come together for this high Sabbath day and in celebrating the Lord's Supper, the partaking of the bread and the juice to symbolize the body and shed blood of our Savior, who is soon to come again and take us home to be with you forevermore. Please continue to grace this gathering with your presence and grace each heart with your presence within. And thank you so very much for these great and wonderful blessings. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Dear ones, those that are officiating, go ahead and pass out the bread, but please do not yet partake of it. And I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Okay. In 1 Corinthians 11:23-6. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And now please go ahead and eat the bread. Amen. Thank you, Savior. And before you pass out the grape juice, let us also please bow our heads. Again, Father, we humbly bow in recognition of the great sacrifice of our Savior for us. And we thank you, dear Savior, for spilling your blood and bringing in a new and better testament, and also giving us the promise that when you come again and take us home to be with you, never more to part, that you will partake of the juice of the vine in company with all of your redeemed. Thank you so much, dear Savior, for making this salvation possible and indeed for coming soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, dear ones, please go ahead and pass out the grape juice, but do not yet drink it. And I'll give you a few moments to do that. We're also told in 1 Corinthians 11, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And now please go ahead and drink the grape juice. Amen. Thank you, Savior, for your shed blood. And the last thing we're told in 1 Corinthians 11 is, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And what a joyous occasion that's going to be when our Savior comes to take us home, never more to part. And even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now, we're also told in Matthew 26, verse 30. Christ says, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. So after they had finished the communion service, after they'd partaken of the foot washing and then the bread and then the juice, they sang a hymn. And that's what we're going to do now. Our closing song is titled, You Will See Your Lord A-Coming. And what a wonderful day that's going to be, dear ones. You will see your Lord a-coming. You will see your Lord a-coming. You will see your Lord a-coming. You will see your Lord a-coming in a few more days. You will hear Christ's silver trumpet. You will hear Christ's silver trumpet. You will hear Christ's silver trumpet in a few more days. Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music which is sounding through the air.
You will see the saints arising. You will see the saints arising. You will see the saints arising in a few more days. Then we'll travel to the city. We will travel to the city. We will travel to the city. In a few more days, hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music, which is sounding through the air.
Then we'll shout our sufferings over. We will shout our sufferings over. We will shout our sufferings over in a few more days. Then we'll spend eternity. We will spend eternity. We will spend eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music which is sounding through the air.
You will see your Lord coming. You will hear Christ's Savior trumpet. You will see the saints arising in a few more days. Then we'll travel to the city. Then we'll shout our Savior's over. Then we'll spend eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music which is shining through the air.
Amen. Dear ones, you'll see your Lord a-coming soon. Time to get ready now. And thank you, Father and Savior and Spirit, for making everything possible for us to meet the Lord when He comes. For us to hear that silver trumpet, to see the saints arising or be part of that resurrection. To then travel from the earth to the city of God. Shouting, our sufferings are over, and we're now going to enter into the years of eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ. Get ready, get ready, get ready, dear ones. And what a joy it's going to be to partake of the juice of the vine with our Savior and with all the rest of the redeemed in the city of God. I want to see you there. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, praised be your holy name for the great sacrifice and the service of love that you have and are and will continue to manifest, that every soul who wants may partake of the water of life freely. May have the Savior and have life. Dear Savior, thank you for your great and infinite love and service and sacrifice in fulfilling the great plan of redemption and enabling all who will to come to thee that they might find salvation and freedom from sin. And thank you, Spirit, for your great sacrifice and manifesting love in working within each heart to bring it to a heart of flesh and away from a heart of stone, for softening and subduing it and leading them to see their need of a Savior before it's too late. And then encouraging them and strengthening them and continuing to work in their life in ridding them from habits of sin, for keeping them from falling into deceptions and doctrines of men, and bringing them to the foot of the cross, to the Savior of mankind, that they might have life and life more abundantly and become truly happy. Thank you, dear Godhead, for working in such a way that all who will may be saved. Please help us to get ourselves ready to continue to advance and not to stop and not to go backwards, but to keep our hand on the plow, always moving forward and upward. Help us to keep our hold upon our Savior, that connecting link between God and man. And please allow our faith, our hope, our courage, our wisdom, and humility to continue to grow and increase and strengthen within us, that we might more and more be less like the world and more like Jesus. Help us not just to escape from Babylon physically by removing our names and our presence and membership away from a fallen, corrupt church, but to get Babylon out of our hearts, out of our thinking, and out of our actions. We want all of Jesus and none of Satan. And thank you for the grace and strength to live up to that worthy goal. If we have Jesus, we have everything. Thank you for coming soon, dear Savior, and help us to be watching, working, praying, and active in your cause. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So amen, dear ones. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And thank you, Savior, for your great sacrifice that we might live. But dear ones, are there any thoughts or comments? Any questions? Anything else that you'd like to share? Any songs or testimonies? Please go right ahead.
about power in the blood? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood.
Amen. It's an excellent hymn. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
What you do service for, Jesus your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power. There's power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Power to cleanse. You know, it's almost just the opposite. You wouldn't think that blood would have the power to cleanse because blood stains. But Christ's blood washes away the stain of sin to make you white as snow.
Because our age factor is different.
You mean 2,000-year-old blood's a lot better than recent blood?
Yeah, they even found that it's still alive.
Amazing, for sure.
Here's another wonderful song. Oh, now I see the cleansing waves, a fountain deep and wide. Jesus, my Lord, mighty to save, points to his wounded side. The cleansing stream, I see, I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanses me. It cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me.
I see the dear Redeemer raise. I hear the squeaking blood. It speaks my spirit is amazed and quickened by its flood. The cleansing stream I see
plunge, and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me. It cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me.
Excuse me on that squealing blood. I didn't quite see speaking. It's supposed to be, I hear the speaking blood. I'm sorry.
I rise to walk in God's own light above the world and sin. With heart renewed and the garments white, and Christ enthroned within. The cleansing stream I see. I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me. It cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me.
There's a song that Sister Rose sings. I was humming the tune. I don't know the name of the song, but in the song, it has, my name is graven in his palms of his hands. Do you remember that one, Sister Rose? I love the tune to that song.
Yes, dear sister, it's called Behold the Throne of God Above. If you want me to share it, I will do so. But I would like to please keep Sister Yee in prayer. She's not really feeling well. And especially, I want to have a special petition for Sister Sandra in Uganda. The condition of her leg have gotten pretty serious. If it's possible, please just kind of lift up a prayer for her as well. Okay, and let me just get the lyrics. Just give me a few seconds. I apologize. I'm going to just let the mic go just in case somebody wants to share.
Well, let's go ahead and bow our heads for prayer. And precious Father, we lift up our dear sister Yee, that you will be with her and please help her to get over the unwell feeling that she has. Bring her body back to perfect health. And thank you so very much, dear Savior, for being her great physician. We also lift up Sister Sandra that has deep wounds in her leg. And I pray your healing grace be put upon her, that any infection or any problems in healing may be remedied, and that she will be raised back to health to have a living testimony to give of her gratitude and of your healing grace upon her as her great physician. Please also be with any others that are suffering, whether physically, mentally, or spiritually. And thank you, dear Savior, for being a all-around healing physician, especially healing the sin-sick heart. Thank you so very much that we can come to you for perfect cleansing. And how happy this makes us. So we thank you for hearing and answering these prayers in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. And I would like to also thank all the dear brethren that had actually prayed for this dear soul that we are ministering to the family. Her name is Donette. The vitals had came back, and the CEA, which is the type of cancer with the pancreatic, is shrinking. So may you please continue on keeping us in prayer. And this is the song. It says, before the throne.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love. Whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me this depart. No tongue can bid me this depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness. The great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high. Christ my Savior in my God. Be Christ my Savior in my God. One with himself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high. With Christ my Savior in my God. With Christ my Savior in my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And thank you, dear sister. It was beautiful, wonderful words. May they become a reality in each one of our hearts. There was a question dealing with the proper bread for communion service. And we're told that the bread for the Passover was not to have any leaven that was a part of it. And leaven is any agent that causes the dough to rise. So that would be yeast. That would be baking soda. That would be baking powder. That would be anything that's put into it, even food grade peroxide. Anything that would cause the dough to expand, to rise, would be a leavening agent. And so that's not to be in any of the Passover bread or any of the communion bread that is suitable for the service. So they do, if you don't have time to bake your own bread without leavening, they do have some pre-made hydrogen peroxide. Yeah, thank you. They do have some pre-made crackers that are suitable, but the crackers, again, cannot have yeast or baking soda or baking powder in them to make them rise. So that is an option for those that do not have time to bake their own communion bread, as you can pick up some of those crackers that do not have leavening in them. and a comment in the room, matzo crackers. Okay. Another word is manischewitz matzos. Yeah. Thank you. We bake our own, or I should say my precious wife bakes our communion bread. And it's actually quite tasty without leavening. but there are other options that way. Are there any other comments or questions, any other thoughts that you'd like to share, dear ones? Please go right ahead.
Sabbath blessings, dear ones. Today we have prepared something special for this high Sabbath. So my sister and I are going to share a hymn played in our violin and guitar. Its name is "The Morning Has Broken."
Thank you so much, dear brethren. It was a pleasure to share with you all those Sabbath and all this time with you during this year. We've seen that for all of us, my mother, my brother and I, is a blessing to meet you and also to have this beautiful fellowship with you. And thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother Santiago and sister Anita. We've been blessed to have you a part of our fellowship as well throughout this past year, and we look forward to having you with us in the year to come. And won't it be wonderful to continue the fellowship from earth all the way to heaven? And also glad to have you, sister Anna, with us as well. And praise God indeed for enabling us to have such a wonderful fellowship group even though we're scattered in different places of the world, God has enabled us to all come together. And we can see one another, at least those who turn on their video. We can see one another, which is fantastic. So praise God.
Feliz sábado para todos los hermanos. Quiero decir algunas palabras.
I want to say something.
Pero como van a ser espontáneas, prefiero que sea el hermano Dick quien me traduzca y no mis hijos.
Due to those words are going to be spontaneous, I want that brother Dick and not my children interpret them. Please, brother Dick, all the words that my mom is going to say, interpret them. Thank you very much.
Okay. Como familia queremos dar gracias a Dios.
As a family we want to praise the Lord.
Por la hermosa oportunidad que nos dio este año.
For the beautiful opportunity this year has given us.
De asistir cada sábado a esta hermosa reunión.
To be able to each Sabbath join in this television. Video program.
Poder conocerles a cada uno.
And to get to know each of you.
Sentirles muy cerca de nuestros corazones.
We feel you very close to our hearts.
Gracias por tolerarnos.
Thank you for tolerating us.
Ha sido un verdadero gozo para nosotros poder escuchar cada sábado a los niños.
It has been truly a joy for us to hear the hymns each Sabbath.
Que junto a sus madres aprenden a alabar al Señor.
Now I missed some of that. Favor de repetir.
Que junto a sus madres.
That along with their mothers
aprenden a alabar al Señor.
That the children learn to praise God.
También nos gozamos por los jóvenes como Joshua.
We also like the youth like Joshua.
Por Janela, quien no hemos vuelto a ver, pero ya le llevamos en nuestro corazón.
There was somebody else in there that is in their hearts too. I can't get the name.
Janel. Okay. También por cada uno de los hermanos y hermanas.
For each of the brethren and sisters.
Por la forma tan hermosa como cantan y alaban al Señor.
For the beautiful singing that's done and praising the Lord.
Y por todo el cariño que recibimos al verles nomás con el rostro, la expresión de abrazos, los saludos.
Sí, they enjoy the love that is displayed on this side by our smiles and our hugs.
La vida del cristiano.
The life of the Christian.
Es una marcha y es una lucha.
Is a march. What Sister White says, a battle and a march.
Y debemos amarnos.
And we should love each other.
Unos a otros.
Each other.
A pesar de los pesares. Es decir, aunque veamos en otros.
In spite of the problems we have between us and others.
Algunas cosas que no nos agraden. Que no nos gusten. Aunque veamos en otros cosas que no nos gusten.
Oh, even though we see in others things that do not please us.
Porque es Cristo.
Because it is Christ.
Quien debe limpiarnos.
That should clean us up.
Purificarnos.
Purify us.
Y limar nuestras asperezas.
Limar. File down our hopes, I guess.
¿Y nosotros?
And we?
Solamente debemos.
Only owe.
Amar.
Loved one another.
Unos a otros.
The Bible says, owe no man anything but to love one another.
Por eso, por todo eso y por mucho más.
For all that and a lot more.
Alabamos al Señor.
We praise the Lord.
Y agradecemos a ustedes.
And we give thanks to you all.
Por su compañerismo.
For your companionship.
Hasta siempre. Gracias.
Until forever. Thank you.
Muchas gracias al traductor.
And she says, thank you for the interpreter. I missed that last bit. ¿Qué dijo Santi? He didn't get it either. All right, thank you.
Que Dios me permite, familia Garay, antes que terminara este año, y regresar a la memoria que creo que cometí una falta una vez que hicieron una alabanza y creo que manifesté una emoción de agrado demasiado exagerado, en lo cual en este momento les quiero pedir el perdón de haber manifestado esta falta. Como dice su palabra, que es el Señor que nos llena, nos limpia, nos sana y nos levanta. Y todas las manifestaciones, a veces mundiales, que se escapan de vez en cuando, debemos estar muy conscientes que aún necesitamos una limpieza más espiritual. Entonces quiero tomar este momento para pedirles que me perdonen y pongo una disculpa de todo corazón por ese sábado que manifesté una manifestación de alabo que no se necesitaba ni se debía. Y les deseo para el próximo año este acercamiento que tienen con la iglesia sea siempre del corazón y que son recibidos con el mismo sentimiento de todos los hermanos que estamos cada sábado reuniéndonos y que Dios es llena de muchas bendiciones para ustedes y todo Colombia. Gracias.
Muchas gracias, hermano Rodolfo, por sus palabras. Para nosotros ha sido un gozo también poder comunicarnos con usted y sabemos que en una... le alabamos por eso y nos gozamos en él.
Amen. Amen. And we look forward to many more Spanish hymns being sung here. So praise God indeed. Well, another hymn comes to mind. And this is Redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. Redeemed, his child and forever I am.
Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, whose child and forever I am.
I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all of the day. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, 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 redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
I know there is a crown that is waiting in yonder bright mansion for me. And soon with the saints made perfect, at home with the Lord I can be. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. Redeemed, his child and forever I am.
Amen. Praise God for making this possible. Are there any other hymns, any other songs, testimonies, anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones? And indeed, praise God for a wonderful year of fellowship that we've had. And thank you all for making it possible. But are there anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones?
Dear ones, we forgot to tell you something. Next Tuesday, my father is gonna have a little surgery to repair a little hernia. So we want you to offer a prayer for him to have a good surgery, and the physicians have the enough ability to do this surgery. So please, we want you offer a prayer for him.
Amen, and thanks for letting us know, and let us please bow our heads. Precious Father in heaven, we thank you that we can come to you through our Savior in any time of need, a day or night, or even at a moment's notice. And we lift up your servant, Brother Garay, and we pray that Jesus will be his great physician, that he will take control of the surgeon's hands, and that the surgery will go well, that there will be no problem at all with the surgery or the recovery, that it will be a smooth and good procedure, that the hernia will be repaired, that it will not bother Brother Garay anymore, and that you will also keep the devil and any of his agents from making the problem worse or hurting our dear brother in any way. We claim Job 5:12, Psalms 33:10, Psalms 140 verse 8, Proverbs 22:12, 10:24 and 21:1, that there will be nothing that the devil can do in any way to take advantage of this situation, and that your perfect will and only your will be done. And we thank you so very much for doing so, and continue to bless the Garay family, especially in multiplying the efforts and reaching out to the Spanish-speaking community and elsewhere around the world with the present truth as it is in Jesus. And let many more precious souls be garnered out of Babylon into thy kingdom of righteousness due to their efforts. So we thank you for your divine protection and also your overruling providence in this surgery. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So thank you for letting us know, and we will indeed be keeping our dear brother Jorge in our prayers. And may God bless.
I just would like to refer to the delays that was happening with the children's Sabbath school lesson and the information that was sent out. The whole building is not with no internet. The internet It's been really trying, because we have this whole week that they send technician and all these different people to repair it. And they are not able to do it. It says 7 days. The beautiful thing about it is that even though we don't have it and the service is all distorted, the Lord allow the internet just to be able to do the necessary work. So, amen. Brother Dick, you got half work, which is you maybe have the rubric, but what was supposed to be placed on it was not able to do because I had problem with the internet. And Sister Milena, the reason why the information went out like the day closer to where we're supposed to do the project is because of the internet. Usually we do the questions and the answers. I do it on Sunday, so like that we can be able to send it out. So you will have a week. But because of all the story with the internet and all the problems we had, everything kind of went out very late. And I want to thank God that even though we did, Brother Dick, you maybe got only a little thing on the internet, but praise God that in the PowerPoint you was able to still perform the service of the Lord and nothing was hindered. So I would like to thank God for his mercy. Mercy not only upon us, but mercy upon everyone, that nothing was lost. And I just want to thank God for that. Amen. Y hermano Garay le dice, hermano Garay, que vamos a estar orando por él. Y nosotros nos vamos a quedar levantando su nombre. En el nombre de Jesús, lo necesitamos mucho. Okay? God bless everyone.
In times like these, you need a savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
In times like these, you need the Bible in times like these. Oh, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Amen.
In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, and be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure, and be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Also, Sister Christina, in Ohio, sometimes it's very hard to find these items. You need to go to Giant Eagle or any one of those supermarkets, but you have to go to the section where they have the Jewish items, and you're going to find it right there. They don't have it mixed all over the store. So you can either go to major, it could be Giant Eagle, it could be any, like Walmart, but go to the area where they have like the kosher stuff, because they have it divided in different. So you're going to find it by God's way. I just wanted to say that to Sister Christina before I forget. Also, Sister Elaine, I didn't know that you can bake the bread and keep it for a whole year. There was a time when I used to bake the bread and I was wondering if I could do that, but I wasn't sure. So I would just bake it all the time as we're going to do the communion. But because of having so many things that you have to do, having to have the right frame of mind to be able to do it, I started to get the matzo. But since I know that this can be done, I think I could be able to bake it and freeze it. Thank you so much. That really became a blessing.
Amen. Amen. And yeah, you can do that, but make sure you double bag the bread so that it doesn't get freezer burnt. So if you double bag it, it will help to preserve it for, you know, the 3 months intervals between communion services. Otherwise, it's going to get freezer burnt, and then it does not, it just doesn't taste very good.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it for a whole year. It's just knowing that I can freeze it. Because sometimes you have the time to do it, and then something come up. And I just wanted to also share a testimony. On the 24th, I was supposed to go and pick up something in the store, and I was walking towards to go to the Western Union. On my way back, the Lord impressed me to go to Gina's store. So on my way back, Gina, where Gina work is like across the street from where my path is to walk. So I go across the street and I come in. So when I came in, my sister say, "Oh, praise the Lord Jesus, you sent me help." I didn't have no idea what she was talking about. There was a one of the workers was supposed to come to do a job, but she didn't come, and she was kind of caught in the middle of trying to do something with it until when the person came. So before I became a Christian, I used to do hair, but I have stopped doing hair for a long time. And the reason why is because a lot of people used to tell me they wanted, they will come with a magazine. This is going to throw it a little bit, but just to give an example. They will come with a magazine, and they say, "I want you to do this kind of hairstyle for me." But the problem was that they come in with the picture, but they may not hear no, they may not have no hair on their head. So it's kind of hard to be able to just take a picture and decide to do what it is that they want to do. So I found myself, how do I tell them the truth? I can't do this part. It really gonna take a magician to do this, so I can't really do it. Then I had another problem. Anytime when you put a certain price to do the hair, some people that come and do the hair may not have no money. So I find myself doing people here and don't charge them. So I knew that this business was not part of, because it's like I was doing a lot of hair, but I wasn't getting paid because of the way how I first felt sorry for the people. So I just got out of it. But what made it difficult for me too is because of the carpal tunnel that I have. I couldn't do repetitive movement, so it was kind of hard for my hand to be able to braid. So when my sister said, you know, to if I could help them, I said, okay. So I took off my coat and I started to braid. And I was saying, wow, my hand is not really hurting. So I just continued doing, you know, talking. And then I hear the Lord kind of impress me, well, speak. The majority of the people that are in the store was Spanish. So then I was wondering what I was supposed to say. So I started for the first time talking about the birth of Christ. I started it with the Luke chapter 2, but I never really saw it there. I was just talking it out. And then I was explaining to them concerning, you know, when Jesus was born. There was, how many people was in? There was a lot of people in the store. And when we started to share and everything like that, I finished with them. And then I finished with the information that I had to do with Gina. And I came home. So then in our evening worship, Joshie and I, you know, when we're going to do evening worship, the chapter that we were supposed to read, it says Luke chapter 2. So, you know, we start reading it, and what was the surprise for me was exactly how we were talking in the store. The Lord had it in that order, but I never really saw it that way. So then I said, Gina, please, the lady that was there, do me a favor. Send her Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 20. And it didn't stop there. A lot of phone calls started to come in to the house for the same information. And here it is. I had to put it in the text. It's just amazing the way how the Lord does things. The reason of my testimony was that I wasn't even going to the store where Gina worked. I was just passing by, and the Lord just decided to tell me to go in. You think it was for me to help Gina with the braid, but it had nothing to do with the braid. It had something to do with what the Lord wanted me to share, and it was based on Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 20. I just want to glorify God for the way how he does things, and I just want to share that.
Amen, and thank you, dear sister. And we'll be keeping all of those people in prayer that were wanting that information and material. And amen. Dear ones, are there any other thoughts, any other songs or testimonies that you'd like to share? And please go right ahead.
Rosie, Sister Michelle asked what chapter it was in Luke. I put Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 20. I just want to make sure that is correct.
Yes, yes, sister. It's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. It talks about Jesus' birth. And it begins with the law of the decree that Caesarea Augustus had done.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem, I see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men and women. Amen indeed. Well, dear ones, may God bless. Praise God for bringing us safely through another year. Praise God for the fellowship of my dear brothers and sisters here. And we look forward to more fellowship in this next year. And I'd like to leave you with this hymn. God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels guide, uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet. God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again. Neath his wings protecting hide you. Daily manna still divine. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet at Jesus.
God be with you till we meet again. When life's perils thick confound you, put his arms unfailing round you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet. God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again. Keep love's banner floating o'er you. Smite death's threatening wave before you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet again.
Amen, dear ones. We will see you next year. It's going to be 2020 when we meet again. So, vaya con Dios, mi hermanos y hermanas. Go with God, dear ones, dear brothers and sisters. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. And until then, keep looking up.
My whistle is no good either. Nothing seems to be working. My guitar won't work. My violin doesn't work. My trumpet doesn't work. And my harmonica doesn't work. I'm in trouble. I haven't played that thing in 20 years, so I'm best probably part of it. Hugs to all of you.
Well, next year will be different, brother. It'll all work next year.
Hey, I'm on the skids, brother. It may be worse. I may not even be here.
And brother and sister Gray, please give a big, warm, brotherly hug to brother Jorge for us. So thank you.
Big mucho, mucho, mucho hugs. Big mucho hugs.